At least they admit they stole it.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Happy birthday to the original Foghat bass player, Tony Stevens. He's 70 years old today. Biggest Foghat song, you know it, Slow Ride. They wrote that song, but they actually borrowed the riff from a John Lee Hooker song. They changed the rhythm a little bit. Here's a Foghat drummer Roger Earl to explain what happened.
It's John Lee Hooker riff, played in like a straight 4/4 as opposed to a shuffle. It's, you know, the boogie. We borrowed it. What did Peter Wolf say to me? Professional steal and amateurs borrow. Thanks, Pete. Thank you, John Lee.
Well, dirty laugh for a guy who boogies. Here's some information about the Beatles you may not have known. There's a Beatles historian and biographer, Mark Lewison, who's got a little show he's doing, a one-man show, and he's got some archive stuff, and he's got a tape that actually proves that there was going to be a sequel to Abbey Road. There was going to be another album. On that tape, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison were talking. They made the tape because Ringo was in the hospital, and they wanted to let him in on the meeting. It happened September 8, 1969. John suggested that he, Paul, and George each bring in 4 songs, and Ringo bring in 2. Always getting the short end, that Ringo. And it would end what John Lennon called the Lennon and McCartney myth, where each of the Beatles would create songs individually. That sounds like they're getting along. Also, McCartney said, until this album, referring to Abbey Road, George's songs weren't that good. What? I thought he was the nice Beatle. George Harrison snapped back at him, that's a matter of taste. All down the line, people have liked my songs. Wow. Maybe that's the reason they broke up. It wasn't Lennon and McCartney. It was George Harrison. Just to defend George Harrison, who's a great guitar player, he missed the Taxman, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Those are all done before Abbey Road. So there, Paul.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.